Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument at the western edge of Pima County is a contradiction. It's designated as an example of pristine Sonoran desert, but because its southern boundary is the Mexican border, it's become a battleground, pitting border enforcement against the environment, set against the backdrop of public access to national parkland. In 2002, Chris Egley, a ranger in the park, was murdered, allegedly by drug smugglers in Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument. Egley's murder earned Organ Pipe a reputation as the most dangerous park in America. Nearly half the park is closed to access because of federal concerns about visitor safety. Driving along a rutted dirt road in one closed section of Organ Pipe, Interim Superintendent Jim Richardson points out the conflicts in Organ Pipe.
Border Patrol has one mission and we have a different mission, and for the most part we work together.
The park quickly yields evidence of border crossers. Black water bottles, at an emergency beacon for people in distress, a camouflage shirt that bears the odor of days of wear, and even carpet-soled shoes that smugglers and migrants wear so they don't leave tracks in the desert are easy to find. And then there are the ubiquitous tire tracks cutting between the roads in the park. Officials at Organ Pipe are trying to repair that vehicle damage with plantings and other mitigation. At one of those restoration areas, fresh tire tracks are so close, they're nearly going over the new plantings.
And what it looks like somebody's driven through there. So we'll put up these wattles and signs that tell Border Patrol this is an area we're trying to restore. Stay off, please. But there you can see there's tracks. I mean, I suppose that could be smugglers too, but maybe they had an emergency.
The Border Patrol signed an agreement in 2006 saying it would only drive on established, maintained roads, except in emergencies. But those emergencies are difficult to define. Park officials say they get some reports, but suspect they aren't comprehensive. Not surprisingly, environmentalists like Dan Millis with the Sierra Club are also concerned with the damage.
And what we're seeing is Border Patrol driving willy-nilly across the desert, causing huge impacts to the vegetation, causing erosion problems and downcutting, turning some of the cryptobiotic soil crust that is very fragile just into a finely ground moon dust.
Border Patrol officials refused to do a recorded interview, but answered questions via email. They said, quote, agents are directed to stay on designated roads except in exigent circumstances, close quote. They also said all agents are, quote, required to complete environmental and cultural stewardship training. The Border Patrol officials say that way the agents understand the balance of securing the border while minimizing environmental damage. Following the completion of a vehicle barrier fence along the park's southern boundary, at least some northbound traffic and high-speed chases have dropped off, according to Superintendent Richardson.
In Organ Pipe on Highway 85, we used to have multiple high-speed chases every year, often ending in terrible crashes. Basically, people headed south to get away once they've been detected. They try to make it to the border, and they'll veer off in the desert before they get to the customs checkpoint and then just try to make it across the border. Even if they crash their car, then they get out on foot and run. They make it across the border, they're in free.
Environmentalists like Millis with the Sierra Club say the border wall is another problem, especially in parkland.
The wildlife can't cross where there are border walls, and where there are vehicle barriers, there are now floodlights. So wildlife is not as prone to crossing there either. There are deer that I've seen approach the wall and not be able to get across and just turn around and go back the other way. We also have photos of mountain lion, the diamondback rattlesnake, roadrunner, javelina.
Whether it's border fences, surveillance towers, or agents on the ground, border security looks similar no matter where you go across the nation's southern boundary. a problem not only for Oregon Pipe, according to Congressman Ron Barber.
There's absolutely no one-size-fits-all, and that's part of the problem that a lot of times we had with federal agencies. They try to impose the same standard, the same requirement across the country, no matter where it is, and that just doesn't make sense.
The federal government still designates the park as dangerous, with the threat of cartel violence and smuggling necessitating increased law enforcement presence. Superintendent Richardson compares Oregon Pipe to a national recreation area in Northern California.
One of the biggest problems there, probably the biggest challenge, is also a Mexican cartel problem. It's growing marijuana in the park, and there we almost always find firearms or ammunition. So it's almost the opposite trend. I was actually, surprised at how seldom the rangers find firearms and ammunition.
According to the written response from Border Patrol officials, they don't keep track of drug and weapon seizures in Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument specifically. But they can say in fiscal year 2012, for the entire Tucson sector, agents seized 116 firearms, 1 million pounds of narcotics, and made 120,000 border crosser apprehensions. Statistics and law enforcement needs aside, Millis from the Sierra Club still has problems with the border fence.
It's going to be a total disaster for the borderlands, and it might not be something that the ecosystems, the national parks, and the wildlife refuges down here will ever be able to recover from.
In the written statement, the Border Patrol said that, quote, the preservation of our valuable natural and cultural resources is of great importance to CBP, and we are fully engaged in efforts that consider environmental impact as we work to secure our nation's borders. The law enforcement presence in the park makes some people nervous. A person who has spent thousands of hours in the park spoke with us on the condition of anonymity, fearing reprisals for speaking out against the conduct of increased law enforcement presence in the park. He says the enforcement patterns are based on politics, not any concrete metrics.
Under the current policy, if all resources were concentrated at the border, then you would have very few apprehensions. The more apprehensions that occur, the better job that you're doing. And that allows justifications for budgets, and it also allows for a really perverse side justification, as in the more you get, that means that you require more personnel, which allows for expansion of budgets in the future.
He says the dangerous part of the park is the desert, with its heat, reptiles, and other natural perils. And he says Border Patrol has made the park their kingdom, at least for now. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.